Hey, it's Brooks. Where's John?
John's not here. You know why? Because it's not Sunday, and there's no buddies in the basement. I was gone last Sunday at the coast, so we don't have an episode. But what we did, we recorded a whole bunch. We recorded like 20-something before we got the confidence to release any. And here's one. This is our very second podcast we did. It was pretty similar. We talked about doing it, and then we did it. We recorded the podcast, and then we were like, we can't talk so much shit about everybody because then we can't release these podcasts. And this was back before I knew how to edit a podcast, so now I can talk all the shit I want, but I just cut it out. Anyways, we love you. Everyone here at Basement Buddies loves you, and it's kind of weird just being me talking into a microphone, but here I am. Enjoy the episode. Bye-bye. And recording.
All right.
I almost screwed it up again. This has to be lit up.
There you go. You're getting pro. This is good practice.
I was going to pop in the middle of a conversation with you.
It's kind of fun
about
that way.
Microphones.
Tony enjoyed the loosey-goosey format, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It only makes sense if you know us and, like, you know who we're talking about, so.
Like I was saying, I was like, I wanted to hear where some of those stories were going.
Yeah, I know. When I listened back to it, I listened to it, like, 3 times. Mm-hmm. It's really fun when you're driving to listen to, because it really.
You're like, that's me.
That's me. But it transports you really well, because I remember the conversation.
Oh, it's like you're sitting there?
Yeah. And so I'm, like, driving and really, like. Losing
going
time.
Back just like we're chatting together.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what this is, right?
Yeah,
that's the whole idea.
Chit chat. All right,
I mean, man. what's your end goal with all of this?
Superstar.
So you're back at work this week.
Yep, today.
Wait, today was your first day back? Oh yeah, it's Monday. I get
some
all fucked up because
Mondays. Hot, you and Pete, right?
I think Pete. No, I don't think that's true anymore. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he's going back full time.
Well, because Hendrick's in school and Alex is working more. I'm not really sure what their
Paige is starting kindergarten. Is she going to be working more, probably?
I think so. I'm not sure. I know Pete has like a ton on his plate.
I know she does something.
At work.
She works at a bank.
Yeah, she works at a credit union down in Northwest 23rd somewhere. I should know what it's called. I tried to get a loan with her bank once, but...
Unitas.
No, it's not Unitas. It's like Northwest Credit Union. Something like that.
And they said, sorry, John.
Yeah, they were like, nah.
Actually, she was like...
You're broke.
No.
She's like, ask that guy. No. No loan for him. I know him.
So I thought of this thing before we were going to Hawaii. I was thinking... Like, Jamie did all the packing. We had to wake up super early, so we had to go to bed. We had to do all this shit. And I was thinking, what if there was a company that, like, you'd say, I want to go on vacation.
Yeah.
And they planned everything out. And then they, like, with your work to cover your week or two.
You mean they call HR for you?
They call HR for you. They set up all this stuff.
Yeah.
Then they just show up. In the middle of the night and drug you.
Oh, okay.
And then just take you across, like, pack all your shit, bring you to Hawaii.
And you wake up the next day?
Give you the antidote and you just kind of wake up whenever. It could be like, I mean, you could have gone to Africa and it's 2 days and...
Fly in a special plane.
Yeah,
like
special.
A
yep.
It'd be really cheap to fly people like that.
Oh, yeah. They just slide them in.
Like a Fifth Element, they slide you in those, and you're all anesthetized,
or what?
Oh, that's the problem.
Same,
right?
The same stuff that they give people, like Sigourney Weaver and Aliens. What is it? The
hypersleep.
Hypersleep.
Yeah, like, that's not a thing.
No, that's real.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I watched the documentary.
Yes, the documentary.
Aliens. You tell me that that's not. Someday it'll be real, right? No,
I don't. I doubt it.
Damn.
Probably. You know, like, the hard, cold fact of space travel is we'll never get anywhere. We'll never see anything. You know, it's fun to think, what if we had warp drives and faster than light travel and hypersleep and shit like that? But
that's what
it's never going to work.
That's what makes it, by having all these movies with all these cool things, they're like, it's coming. Everyone's like, oh, we're going to, we'll get out there and like, go. They're going to have commercial, like, hey, out into space, $10,000 for a trip around.
Well, they do that now. You can go up in the Soyuz capsules or the rockets in Russia.
Yeah, the Russians.
I think it's like $100,000. You can go up and float around the Earth and come back down. But basically, there's nothing out there. It's too far. It's, you know.
You're breaking my dreams.
I know. It's sad. People go, well, what if, you know, we found a black hole and it was a wormhole to the other side? Yeah, it's not. It'll never happen.
Well, all those, didn't you say Mormons used to have their own planets?
Yeah, that's part of their religion.
And where are all those planets, man?
Well, when you die and you go to, they don't say heaven. You go to whichever kingdom you're allotted. If you go to the top tier, the celestial, they say in the Mormon scripture, you'll become like unto God at some point. So I don't remember it saying
from that picked out.
They go, oh, okay, so I'll
it
have
must
a planet.
Mean I'll have.
I don't think it ever says explicitly, oh, you'll get a planet, you know, and you can do whatever you
because
want.
Because they
with
gave
it.
Up on that at some point, right?
Who gave up on it?
The planet thing. Like, isn't in the, there's a song in the Book of Mormon, like, I'll get my own planet too or something.
Oh, in the musical.
In the musical.
Yeah, I think people interpret it that way. But I don't think the scripture actually explicitly says you'll get a planet. So,
all right, man.
People.
I learned everything from musicals and, like, alien documentaries from the 80s.
Yeah, and that South Park episode.
Oh, that's
Mormons.
Great.
That's actually accurate. Although, the one quibble, the minor quibble I have is I don't remember them ever saying, and they might have, but I don't remember. I'm talking about him looking in a hat to look at the seer stones.
I think I remember that.
Because they're like little propaganda films that we'd watch.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be like behind a little curtain.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like stick his head in a hat. But
I think he was like in the cartoon, he was like holding up a hat and being like, oh yeah, it says this, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the point is, you know, that's nothing to...
It's real.
Yeah. I mean, I always say this about the Mormon Church, and I don't want to defend that religion. I left it. I'm not a part of it, but a huge chunk of my family still is. The majority of my family is still Mormon, and I don't have any
ill
feelings now.
People like to...
Dump on them?
No, I mean, of things, I think Mormon's, like, one of the better ones.
Oh, you mean like day-to-day real life?
Day-to-day real life. Like you deal with, like they're always really good, sweet people.
Yeah.
Like just
absolutely.
Talking with them.
Yeah, they're all really smart.
Yeah,
nice,
yeah.
Nice
and it's
folk.
Like all about saving money. Like,
yeah, they're all frugal.
Like taking care of your family.
They're very about taking care of their family. They're a little bit, you know, insular. They don't really like people who aren't Mormon, which I think gives them a bad rap. Because they can't go hang out at the bar with people.
Yeah.
So they don't get along with normal folk that well. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people kind of, that turns them off, that they don't drink. They seem really square, which they are. But if you get to know Mormons, I mean, you can't make a generalized statement about a whole group of people. But generally, they're all really nice.
They're the best. Large dicks.
Huge dicks.
I had this buddy, George... I don't think you ever met him. I started...
Not Washington George?
No, a different guy. I haven't seen George. I'd hang out... I was, like, best friends with this guy. Mm-hmm. I hang out with him all the time before I got married.
Yeah.
And, like, talk all the time.
And Jamie won't let you see him?
And then he would... And then I got married, and he kind of got super weird. He was, like... He lived in Beaverton, mm-hmm. and he'd be like, I'm not going to come over unless you can guarantee me, like, 6 hours of your time.
I remember you've told me about him. He's getting real possessive of you.
Yeah. But he had a friend who was Mormon. Really sweet dude. He was just kind of shy. Mm-hmm. He was, like, a bigger guy, but he was kind of shy and just, like, But he would, I think he became friends even though, like, George kind of treated him like shit. Like,
really?
Made fun of him and, like, made fun of Mormons.
But was he trying to convert him secretly?
No, he didn't. He didn't really say anything about any of that stuff. But he hung out with him because George didn't drink. And he's like, oh, another guy that doesn't drink.
Right.
And we go out and do fun things that has nothing to do with drinking.
Hmm.
But then he would come over here. He came to a few parties and, like, he'd be having fun, but he just wouldn't be drinking. But yeah, he was kind of shy and he'd sit off to the side. He had a crush on Jamie before we got married. I invited him to the wedding and he goes,
I can't do it.
He was like, A good lady was taken off. He told George, he was like, a good lady was taken off the market today. And he's like, they've been dating for, what, 3-4 years? He's like, that doesn't mean anything. But he was
he's like a super sweet.
He's like, he was always like, he had a crush on Jamie.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Well, he's got good taste.
He does. And I was like, you're a smart man.
Yeah.
But he was just super shy, and then, like, I became friends with him on Facebook a couple years later, and he, like, got confidence in himself, and he got married, and has, like, a kid.
Yeah. Was, good.
Yeah, I was like...
Well, he was young, right? How old were you guys?
Oh, he was probably 30.
Oh.
Never mind.
Yeah, he was...
Mormons do tend to develop a little late.
But usually they get, married early.
Or yeah, no,
maybe
absolutely.
Not like the bigger dude, bigger shire dudes.
Well, it depends on, his situation. If he went to BYU.
I don't think he did.
That's pretty much where they all get married.
I think he had a lot of anxiety stuff that he was working through.
Yeah. Hard to leave home.
Mm-hmm.
Probably had a really overbearing mother. That would be my guess.
Was that your thing?
Yeah, I guess.
No, I mean...
That's why you're so sweet. You better be sweet, John.
That's true. I do get a lot of that from my mom. But my dad was the same way. He was a very gentle man, which I'd take after, I think. Yeah, if you want to see what I will look like when I'm 60, just look at a picture of my dad. Taken after him. Getting all these dad attributes.
Oh, yeah.
You start, long eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. My barber just straight up, Rudy.
Yeah.
Trims my eyebrow hairs now.
You mean Oscar?
Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy. Yeah, dude, the hairdresser by my work.
He doesn't even ask.
She did it last time, too. Was like, oh, my God, your eyebrows are a mess. I was like, oh, what? I didn't even know. And she trimmed them all for me.
Did you see that? Like, I redid, some picture from 9 years ago after I was on vacation, so I had like a little bit of a beard.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted it up yesterday, and then I redid it, and like with a beard and without like posing, because I took some pictures on my iPhone back. I've had an iPhone for 10 years now, so I got like 20,000 pictures.
Yeah.
But I was looking at my eyebrows. I don't know, my eyebrows are thin, like, maybe they're thinning, but they were, oh man, they were so full and luxurious. And then, like, now they're kind of wimpy on one side. I was like,
but they're getting longer.
Well, they're getting super dense. Long. Yeah. They're not as dense. And now I look at my dad and he's like, wimpy. I mean, he's got super long. I was like, Dad, you need to trim your, but I think he's keeping them long because it fills in his comb over
like
and his
comb over. Yeah.
His eyebrows.
It's a good move. Yeah, getting old is kind of a bummer, but I don't know. In a lot of ways, life is a lot better when you're in your 30s. I'm really happy in my 30s.
Yeah.
Your 20s is, it's very chaotic. You live in a shitty apartment with a bunch of dudes you don't like, and you have a shitty job, and I was struggling to get through school for so long. That was a huge burden, weight on my shoulders.
I think you just, don't care as much about
it really
the mundane things and I've noticed that the stuff I used to worry about I don't really worry about anymore.
No. Yeah, and
so that takes a lot of stress on of life,
right?
But and then there's other things you worry about more.
Well, sure, having kids you worry about them all the time. Yeah, maybe you just refocus all your worries into your children.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stop giving a shit what you look like and how long your eyebrows are.
I don't know. Since I've been like looking in the mirror, I'm like, damn. I looked like from that picture, I was like, my face is like way smaller since I've lost like my lowest weight since I was like, what, 16.
Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah, you're very slim these days.
I'm wasting away, man.
I joined the gym at my community center today.
The one right across the way, right?
Yeah, it's like a half mile away. So I'm going to stop
over there.
I'm going to stop there on the way home from work. Yeah, they're open until 9 p.m. I'll just go after work on the way home. And
not at 4 a.m.?
No, they're not open that early. I couldn't do that. I couldn't wake up extra early to go to the gym. I'm always late to work, but nobody's there, so it doesn't matter.
Like, punched in right on time.
I don't lie about it. I just work less hours.
I set the Mr. Coffee, like, rewire it to turn on one of the microscopes. I'm like, yeah, you see? I was working.
That would be nice. I can do some stuff remote, but it's a kludge. It's a real hard way to do it. Doesn't work very well. You really just got to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But
is that other guy still there? There's two guys.
Yeah, we had two other guys, and one of them left. He was this young kid,
mm-hmm.
just out of college, fucking worthless. He would just sit there, and if there wasn't work to do on the microscope, he would literally just sit there the whole day, look at his phone, and he'd be sleeping half the time. I'd look over there, he'd be, you know, just sleeping in his chair. I'm like, okay, dude, fucking get up and find something else to do.
He was like, oh, no microscope work.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it to come in.
Which is really frustrating, because not to say I don't slack off at work, because mm-hmm. I do sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
We all take breaks and here and there. But I don't go to the other side of the city to fucking sit, you know? I want to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And for good or worse, my boss doesn't really tell us what to do. Occasionally, he'll give you a little guidance. But for the most part, he's like, do whatever you want. So I'm working on...
So people just like how...
Well, people. It's me and one other guy.
I mean, who gets like the...
Like the microscope
the chips and like to check.
Yeah, they'll
just
get
shows up. Or
yeah, they'll show up in the mail.
Picks them up
and you know,
because you're making sure they're all flawless is what you're on some of the stuff you're
right.
telling me about.
Yeah, so people will send us a wafer.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a bunch of microchips on it, and they'll say, "Hey, can you check this one over here? Something's wrong with it." And we'll go over there and cut it in half and take a picture. And so that type of work, it'll just go to, you know, whoever's sitting there, me or Dan. That's
just
all it
something
is.
Shows up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, cool.
So I'll be like, oh, hey, there's a job from Tektronics.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan will be like, oh, I'll do it or whatever. Yeah.
And the other guy would just be sleeping over there.
Well, hopefully the other guy's doing something.
Do I have to? Fucking millennials.
We're both, Dan's older than I am. I'll be 36 this summer, and then he's like 37 or 38.
Oh, so, man.
Yeah, we're fucking millennials. I was talking to my nieces on... So, Saturday, I went to my sister's in Sherwood. We had a little Easter get-together.
Hmm.
And, you know, this millennial labeling bullshit is... It's completely arbitrary, because there's no, like, authority that set the years that define the generations. So you read from 10 different sources, different years.
Mm-hmm.
And so by some sources, I've been labeled as a millennial.
Yeah.
And some I haven't. And my niece is now 21, and she has her first job and her first apartment and all this. And she's going to plumbing school. And the teacher, who's 32.
Because your sister's older than you. And
this is her stepdaughter.
Oh, her stepdaughter. Okay.
Yeah. My brother-in-law, Ryan, had two kids in his early 20s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, her teacher is a man. He's like 32, she said. Calls all the girls millennial snowflakes and shit like that.
Oh, he's a plumber.
Yeah, he's a plumber.
He's Joe the plumber.
Plumber instructor. Yeah,
plumber instructor.
Joe the plumber. What happened?
Whatever happened. He's probably a pretty good plumber somewhere.
Yeah, he's probably still plumbing. And I was like, that's fucking condescending as all hell to call her a millennial snowflake when he's not that much older than her. But I think by any estimation, he's also a millennial.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because I am. Technically, well, I don't know. I think it's just like, I don't like what these young kids are doing. Millennial is a title, so let's, the ones we don't like, oh, you're a real millennial.
Yeah, exactly. And it's stupid.
It's just like always that way. Certain amount of, I don't know, because I was hanging out with last week when I was on.
This one's pretty fiery. Were you hanging out with millennials down in the corner?
We'll see what this is like.
It's pretty hot. This is scotch.
It's a J. I've seen that.
Yeah, JB is kind of a classic.
I've never tried it out.
It's okay.
It's a scotch.
I was going to buy Jameson, but a fifth is like $30.
Yeah, this is $30. $29.99.
Yeah, but that's like
cool. I know. It's tasty.
Mm-hmm. Like standard.
Actually, I got a thing in the mail from these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can go down and do a tour of their...
Yeah,
I think and to get a free T-shirt if I bring in my advertisement, get a free T-shirt.
Oh, really? Should we go?
Yeah,
get your T-shirt.
I'm sure we'd get some samples.
Yeah, I went through a. You ever have a Cointreau? It's in the square bottle, in fancy margaritas. They'll put a little bit of Cointreau. I took a tour of the factory. It's in France.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
And they give you like a whole bunch of samples. I was like, oh man, this is rad. It's triple sec.
But it's fancy.
Well, it's apparently, according to the tour guide, that's the original triple sec.
Mm-hmm.
And every other triple sec is a knockoff of Cointreau. But
who cares, because it's a splash, isn't it? Like like half a shot.
Yeah, it's orange liqueur. You're not going to drink
a glass
of it. You're
doing it when you make like whatever, Long Island's. I think there's like a shot in there.
Or, like I said, margarita.
You don't have the fancy... I think I might have a little baby bottle of that Cointreau.
Yeah. Yeah, you get it in like chocolates and stuff like that. That's where you'll see it. You used to be buddies with this dude, Ken. I went to school with him at PSU. And he was quite a bit older. He was from the East Coast and kind of, you know, gone to school later in life. And he was telling me this story when he was a kid. He was like 12 or 14. His neighbor.
Yeah, different.
Yeah, I don't like the scotch as much. Gets the job done. Anyway, his neighbor's like, oh, I'm going out of town. Can you house sit for me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be gone all summer. And he was like, yeah, that'd be awesome, right? You're 14.
Mm-hmm.
You need to mind another house. I think it's like watering plants and shit. It wasn't anything too exciting.
I love doing that stuff.
Yeah. And the neighbor said...
Dig through their drawer looking for shit.
See what they got. So the neighbor goes, you can go in any room, do whatever you want, but this one room.
Oh, fuck. I'm going in that room.
Right? Exactly. Which is the worst thing to say. And he had it locked. And
Don't go in the room that's locked.
Yeah. Like he had a padlock on it. He's like, don't go in there. 14-year-old boy.
Don't unlock that padlock.
Right. So it's kind of this guy's fault for saying anything. I'd just be like, yeah, that's like an old storage closet. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so, of course, over a couple of weeks of him fighting the urge, Ken finally breaks into this place. And it's a little room. It's a little wine cellar. And this guy had a whole shitload of wine. And being, you know, the degenerate that he was, Ken started drinking all this wine over the course of the summer. And he'd bring his buddies over and they'd all get drunk and all this shit. And he was saying they'd even, like, drink bottles and be like, ah, this one's gross, and pour it out. Anyway, the guy comes back and shit hits the fan, and he ends up having to own, you know, owes him like $1 million in like house chores and everything. So that guy owned his ass until he was 18, because he was like a a professional wine taster guy.
Sommelier.
Well, he wasn't a sommelier, but he would write about wine, and he was writing a book called The Wines of the Rhone Valley in France, and these were all these wines that he collected. So it wasn't just some jagoff buying bottles of wine. He was doing it like professionally, and he was in France like finding new wines to add to his collection.
That's what he was
that's why he was gone. And he comes back and the shithead neighbor boy drank all like his life's work. So he ended up he bought the book. He had the book just to be kind of a smart ass.
He deserved it, man. Mm-hmm. Don't trust 14-year-olds.
No, man, that was a bad move. Well,
just put a padlock. It don't say anything.
Yeah, just be like, oh.
I mean, I'm not watching a house and be like, what's in that room with the padlock? I'm getting in there.
Yeah, if he said don't go in there.
I'm totally...
That's insane. That's a stupid idea.
There's definitely some shit in there that I want to see.
It's full of pornography.
It's the good stuff.
Yeah.
What was your deal with porn back in the Mormon church back in...
Oh, no, you can't have pornography.
Yeah, but... So you... I mean, you wanted pornography, I'm sure.
Well, I'm a little older than you, so...
Magazines.
The internet really wasn't a thing.
Yeah, it wasn't
until
a thing
I was, like,
until
16.
I mean, the internet was a thing.
Yeah.
But you couldn't... It was like you download a naked picture
of
a girl.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty slim pickings. And then when I got to college... Well, and also, growing up out in Boring, the internet sucked.
Uh-huh.
Even still, like, my mom's internet is dial-up.
Still dial-up.
There's no cable out there. And there's so many trees, you can't do satellite. So, actually, the way she uses the internet is, like, a 4G hotspot that she plugs into her computer.
Because she's get cell...
She can get cell service. Yeah, so that's the best way to get... internet. Anyway, yeah, so you would get a picture here and there, and that was enough when you were young.
Oh yeah, man. Kids these days.
Kids, they have no idea.
We had to make stuff last.
But before that, you know, when I was younger, it was the classic, you found a magazine on the side of the road that some creep had thrown out of his car, and it would be all rain damaged, and you were like
kinda
piecing it
like
together,
mildew.
Like forensics in your buddy's treehouse, and... Any little scrap of paper was all you had.
I remember
National Geographic.
Yeah, I remember finding like one of those, maybe like strip club type paper magazines, but the
like downtown they have them in the
like
little,
but they had like stars over the nipples and stuff.
Yeah.
But that was, I mean, I can imagine.
Yeah,
I can imagine. You get a little eraser on that star, may draw
out
your own thing.
Put
like,
your
I think this
in.
It kind of looks like my nipple.
Yeah, that'll work. At that age, though, any
man.
Suggestion of nudity is enough. You know.
Mm-hmm. With your kids,
yeah,
you got another 10 years before you're worrying about it, or like
less than that.
9 years.
One's almost four.
Yeah, okay. You got 8 years.
Eight years before he's
there's
jerking
gonna be virtual
it.
Reality.
Sure.
And you're gonna walk in, he's gonna have a headset on.
Right.
And a like this thing that straps around his waist that just he just laying
machine.
There like yeah, that'd be crazy.
I'd be like, do it when I'm not at home.
But it's like you walk in and he's just having the time of his life.
Right, like, he has no idea
walk,
I'm standing there.
He walks up, kinda tap him on the shoulder.
I'd walk right back out. No thanks. No, well, the thing is, with us, our parents don't know how to use computers.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least mine didn't. So you could get away with a lot.
You clear that history every single day.
Right, you know what you're doing.
No.
And I know how computers work. Mm-hmm. So Owen's not going to be able to get away with shit, I hope. Maybe he's going to be pulling fast ones on me and know what he's up to. But
there's always going to be new stuff that the... That the old man doesn't know about.
I don't know about that, because I worked with this summer intern last summer,
mm-hmm.
who was a freshman in college, and he didn't know shit about computers, and he was getting a computer science degree, and his dad is a computer programmer, and I was talking to him about, like, oh, just open up the command prompt and type this in. He's like, I don't know what that is, because they don't use desktops anymore.
It's all tablets.
It's all phones and tablets and shit.
Yeah.
They don't actually know how to use a real desktop computer.
I don't either.
Well, you never needed to.
Like, I didn't really, but like I could know how to type up some stuff, search the internet, but I'll use Jamie's computer like to put the podcast on, and like the first time I got on there, I was like, I don't know, what do I? I'm
how
looking for
something,
and it's
work?
Like a, I'm stuck on like Windows XP,
mm-hmm.
and now there's some new thing that I haven't seen for 8 years, and I'm like, what is?
You don't use it for work, so
yeah, I don't have to
who
use
cares?
It for work. But I was like, he could be pulling all these fast ones on me, like
Jackson
when he's 13.
He might be, you know.
They got all these new apps that I've heard, like, kids, like, what did I hear somebody talking about? Like
kids these days with their apps?
No, there's all these crazy apps like that I've never even heard of.
Like WhatsApp?
Like for hooking up, like not Tinder, but like different from Tinder. Sure. Like Tinder's another. And like.
Well, there's like Kick messaging. And
yeah, I don't know what that is.
WhatsApp, and of course Snapchat's the big
Snapchat's
one.
Old person thing now.
I don't know. I don't even know
what it is.
And yeah, people use.
I'm stuck on Facebook's Tinder, my thing. I'm riding it to the grave.
Bumble. Well, everyone's deleting Facebook now. Right?
Not me. Just gonna be me.
Just Brooks
and all seven of my friends that post.
Yeah, I kind of miss the social networking train. I was on MySpace when I was in college and a little bit after. And then MySpace, well, I got divorced kind of at the beginning of Facebook.
You split up your MySpace
so
account.
I was like, yeah, we had
shared MySpace.
Shared custody.
John.
No, I deleted everything, you know, after the divorce, and Facebook was just starting to get really hot, man.
For non-college.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, they opened it up to any email address.
Oh, wait, you were in college.
I had an EDU.
This piece of shit.
But I was not interested in that kind of socializing at that point. So I missed, like, the Wild West heyday of Facebook, where everyone was...
It wasn't that cool.
And then I got on when, like, my mom was getting on Facebook, so I could show pictures of kids and stuff like that. So I held out for a long time, missed all the fun. And now it's just kind of a wasteland. I think everyone's on to
I'm staying here,
Instagram,
man.
And
you gotta
Snapchat.
Still you gotta log in and say like my things to give me validation.
I do. I get in
thank
there.
You
I look at Facebook once a week.
Thank you
for
but John got on Facebook
because
he liked my things.
Well, it's just not interesting most of the time. Like, you actually post things, but everybody else,
I don't like people that just post like meme after meme after whatever. I mean, some of them are funny, but
I can't handle it. Or
like just other stuff,
spammy things.
Like put up something you're thinking about or what you're up to.
Yeah,
I like looking at that stuff.
Well, you posted Daniel riding on a skateboard earlier. I was like, oh, cool, Daniel's on Facebook. You know,
yeah.
And then your beard progress pictures; those are fun. Or the excavator digging next door.
Oh, yeah,
that's fun. You still got you bending that guy's ear? You gonna get him?
I think so. I'm not sure. Like, I thought they were going to just help me out and do it, but I don't know if I should throw, like, the excavator dude, like, a couple $100.
What if we just dug all that dirt down and chucked it in their dirt pile?
Like, when? No.
Like, right now.
I don't know. He's like, hey. Oh, my God. Yeah, just dig three...
cubic yards of dirt.
No, the three like dump truck loads of dirt. I think it's probably at least two, maybe three.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like that much, but I've seen them dig.
Yeah.
It takes them 10 minutes to like fill up the dump truck,
right?
And then you look over there and it's not much moved.
Yeah, once you dig it up, it takes up a lot more space. And yeah, I don't know. What do they do with all the dirt? You said you were timing them, but...
I don't know. Bring it somewhere?
Yeah, I'm sure it gets reused somewhere, right?
They just fill in. That's what I was thinking. Is there a place that we can just fill?
Well, there's...
like a big old hole?
You see signs around every once in a while that says clean fill wanted, and there's somebody, you know...
flattening out their yard.
Yeah, building up. Well, industrial. Why? But... you transporting that much dirt as a normal citizen is a lot of work.
I was thinking about just doing Shawshank style.
Just
put in my pocket and
at
just
work.
Walk down the street and shake it out around the corner.
20 years from
giant
now?
Giant pile of dirt out in front of this apartment.
Brook Street's always so dirty. Well, that's what I do. I just chuck everything in the potholes out of my
street. Hey, there we go. Let's bring a load out there.
Yeah. But that's the thing. You could load up your trailer. How many? It'd be like 50 loads.
Oh yeah,
of dirt. In
that
your
was
trip.
My original. That was my original plan.
Yeah,
I was like,
you can dump it on my street. I don't care. But
I put a ad on Craigslist, being like, "Hey, I got fill dirt. Did I tell you about this?"
Yeah.
And the dude called me up. It was like back and forth, back and forth. And then this guy showed up with like a tub and he like filled up two like tubs full and dumped it in the back of his car that he put a tarp. He's like, this is all I need.
That's all. You're like, okay, man.
I was like, dude,
don't waste my time.
And I was like, yeah, back and forth. We're going to meet at a certain time.
Can you meet me?
And I got out
at
there.
At a neutral place.
I got out there at like, it was like 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning. I'm waiting for this guy to show up. And I was like, that's it.
That's all you're taking?
That's all
you're,
all right,
get the
buddy,
fuck
get
out
of
here.
Here,
you piece of shit.
And that other dude that showed up with the trailer from Vancouver and like his wife gets out and she's like, that's not good dirt. I was like, I told you it's just filter. It's dirt. It's got some weeds growing in it. But
there's weeds and rocks and shit.
He's like, yeah, I'm building up this retaining wall and filling it in, flattening out my backyard.
Well, who cares then?
I was like, and she's like, no, I thought it was going to be good dirt. I'm like, what the hell are you talking
dirt?
About?
Lady, this is the
Willamette and then they
Valley.
Left. They were out there discussing it. I was like, really? And then he's like, sorry, my wife won't let me. It's like, what are you doing?
Wife won't let me.
Won't let me bring. Like, he drove all the way down here from Vancouver.
That's stupid. That guy's an idiot. I'm kind of confused. Well, maybe not confused, but I feel bad for the guy who's like, oh, my wife won't let me do these things. Because my wife won't. I don't know. Maybe.
What is, I mean,
yeah,
won't let you do something at a certain time or like you're not
right.
always available. That's,
yeah,
but completely,
and you have obligations. And it's like, because you asked me, is Sunday or Monday better?
Mm-hmm.
And my wife's like, it doesn't matter, whatever you want. It's like, Monday's probably more fun because I've been at home all day with mm-hmm. the kids, and it's nice to get out of the house.
You warm out and put them right to bed for
it. Yeah, I know. She should be grateful. I'm sure she is. But it's never like your marriage should never be okay, flat out, I refuse to let you do this, which is an insane statement.
Unless it's
under
like,
any circumstances.
Unless it's like go sleep with hookers.
Right. I mean, within reason. But if you're like, hey, wife, I want to go see a movie with my friends, she's like, no, absolutely not. Like, that's crazy. If she's like, well, tonight's a bad night,
uh-huh. Yeah, that's
reasonable. But
yeah,
for people who are like, no, my wife won't let me do that kind of thing. Oh, my wife won't let me go to a strip club. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, chill out, dude.
Did I tell you?
Sometimes you can go.
She heard that we went to a strip club.
For his bachelor party?
For his bachelor party.
Did she freak out we went to a strip club or Casa Diablo, which is a fucking intense
that
strip
was
club.
An intense strip club.
Yeah, they
I don't know,
they ain't pulling any punches there. They ain't fucking around at Casa Diablo.
Like, who cares?
I told Tanya like
I told
stripper
Jamie
was vibrating her crotches in the line and wouldn't leave us alone. Remember that shit?
Is that what she was doing?
That's what she's doing to me.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
and you came by and you're like, see ya, and you ditched me, and she's like rubbing a vibrator on my dick. I was like, okay, lady, I mean,
another couple minutes, we're good.
No, I was like, I'm really uncomfortable, but I don't want to get out of line because I want to drink.
yeah that was crazy, that long ass line.
That was, yeah,
it was like,
it was fine 1 minute, and then like 100 people showed up, and mm-hmm. it was fucking busy. I'm glad we got out of there. It was getting a
and she hectic. Just kept talking to me, and I was like, mm-hmm. nothing. I was giving her nothing.
Oh, and then you're like, okay, see ya. And we walked out on the deck, and she followed us out there. And I was like, hey, that guy's the bachelor. Go bug him.
Yeah, she just like wanted us to get a dance or something. We're just both like, no, thank
not
you.
Good.
We're married.
Not that like.
And cheap.
Like, I don't need your attention. I have a woman that loves me. I don't need this false intimacy. That's the thing that kind of.
What about that like total murderer dude?
Oh yeah,
that
was standing around in a trench coat.
That was standing around in a trench coat.
Murder everybody?
His head kind of didn't quite look right.
Something ain't right with that.
Something's not right. And he kept like, it was totally the dude from American Psycho, like trying to fit in.
He was getting real frustrated too. I think the girls weren't paying enough attention to him or some shit. I don't know. Some, yeah. Strip clubs, they're fun for a minute. You know, if you go there and you're drunk and you're having a good time mm-hmm. with your buddies, and then when you everything kind of quiets down, you start looking at the other guys who are there thinking they're mm-hmm. getting something, it always kind of bums me out. Like, ooh, this is sad.
Actually. I took a whole bunch of $2 bills home with me.
Yeah. I had a few left over.
I was like, Jackson, there's a $2 bill.
Look, it's a real $2 bill. He's like, cool, Daddy, where do you get that?
None of your business.
I think,
go to your room.
I think around Portland, though, people might look at you sideways if you paid with a $2 bill.
I paid with a whole stack of $2 mm-hmm. bills.
When I worked at the gas station in Damascus, every once in a while, this guy would come in and pay with ones because he told me he worked at a strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, here, you need ones? And as a teller, mm-hmm. you're like, cool. Yeah.
Sweet. Hey, this one's glitter on it.
Yeah. I don't know what strip club he was coming from out in Damascus, but there used to be one in Boring. I don't think it's still there. I never went in it, so I can't tell you about it.
You guys drove by and I'm like, those are where the sinners are.
The sinners. Don't look. Avert your eyes, children. Don't look at those sinners.
Sinners. I saw this, one of those, like Christian, crazy Christian dudes with the mm-hmm. big sign that like God hates. And mm-hmm. it was like 30 things.
Oh, yeah. Like you're going to stop and read
and it was like
shit?
This like huge sign. Like, come on. Who's
at least
not on
the,
that list?
The, what was it? Westboro Baptist mm-hmm. Church. At least they had a nice zingy, you know, nice short and
what was it?
Succinct God hates fags.
I'm going to cut that out of the
yeah,
podcast.
Cut that out, please. But they got their point across, you know? It was really obvious. We have a neighbor in our, on the way to the park sometimes we walk by, and he's got one of these vans with a million fucking phrases on it. Mm-hmm. It's like, Jesus saved you, and therefore the Redeemer, and Christ, blah, blah, blah. And there's even like a challenge on it. It says, if you can disprove God, I'll give you $100 and...
Good thing it's so low because
it happens a lot.
That's why he's living in a van.
Yeah.
Oh, he's...
No, he has a house.
Okay.
He like parks it in his garage or in his front yard. I don't know. He might have moved.
I show up with some paperwork. I'm like, check this out. He's like,
oh,
right,
shit. Well, here's your $100. Get out of
done,
here.
Looks like you've done your research.
That was an episode of The Simpsons. Homer gets that crayon removed out of his brain.
Oh, yep.
And he mathematically proves God doesn't exist. And he takes it over to Flanders. He's uh-huh. like, here you go. And Flanders is like, oh, my God, it's bulletproof. I can't. Oh, well, let's burn it. And then Homer's posting it up along the road.
Oh, yeah, he's handing it out. Yeah. John, I hear you have a lot of homeless people out in your neighborhood.
I do, Brooks. Thanks for asking.
Out off.
Well, I got. Stark. I live on that funny gravel road. And so
but
there's
but,
like, what?
But shopping carts don't go down gravel roads so well.
No,
so
I know.
Thought they'd avoid it.
Yeah, you would think. But there's a fucking shopping cart left in the middle of my road.
Well, it's
because
it got some gravel stuff.
No, I got another one. So if people illegally dump, yeah, no shit. If you people illegally dump, you can call the city and put in a little request and they'll come out and fix it mm-hmm. or they'll come out and clean up. And my neighbors are really good about it. And I've done it a few times. And there was that shopping cart you saw. And like a week later, another one showed up. Which, I'm pretty sure there's a bounty on shopping carts. You can take them back to the store.
There used to be.
Maybe they stopped. And anyway, there's... I know there's somebody camping down the road.
In the...
Behind the...
Blackberries.
Adventist building. Yeah. Kind of behind the Blackberries. There's a little... And I saw
them. The place they put all the fencing around.
Yeah, but they didn't fence off an area where mm-hmm. someone's camping. And I saw them the other day at like 4:30 in the morning. I was going to work. Mm-hmm. And they were trucking down the gravel road. I'm like, who's on my fucking street? Who are you?
And he's like, howdy, neighbor.
Hey, how you doing? I watch you sleep. And I don't know, man. I wrote down that topic because I don't know what the answer is. I don't know if there is an answer to homelessness. Just... seems like every year it's worse and worse.
I was talking about this with Jamie.
Yeah.
I was what if, I mean, the population, the thing about big cities, there's more like help for homeless people.
Sure.
So more homeless people come here or sure. it's like a safe space for I mean, we don't hassle, especially Portland, like more liberal. Like, there's some cities where it's illegal. I just heard about this. It's illegal to have a blanket in a park. after like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the day, in the middle of the day, you can have your blanket, but after 8, no blankets.
That's a good
way
rule.
To get, that's a way to make
being homeless illegal.
Yeah. Being homeless illegal. But I was thinking, what, I mean, 20 years, 30 years from now, there's like, we got a city with 2 million people in it or something.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what if it's just known that homeless people are just going to be going like at night? Have you seen box trolls?
Yeah.
So like at night, the box trolls show up, but it's just homeless people and they're just scrounging whatever.
Like, I mean, that's kind of what they do.
I mean,
now
they go through your cans, but what, I mean, they, anything out, like you just got, yeah, it's just totally like what if in 20 years, it's just like you're bringing in your like your chairs from your back
right,
patio.
Right, 'cause they'll just get
swarmed. It's like, it's just like people are getting pissed and like the same thing about like, we've had a big problem with whenever I leave my car unlocked.
Yeah.
Somebody's just going to open it up and yep. see what's it. Is yep. the same thing on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the people just walk down streets. People just walk down streets seeing if the car's sure. unlocked. They're not necessarily going to break a window unless there's, I mean, somebody that sees a backpack mm-hmm. or something. In
well,
there.
Aaron, when he lived, Aaron Love, when he lived next door to me, when it was super snowy like 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
he said, someone, he, you know, one day forgot to lock his car, his truck, his work truck. Someone opened it and took every fucking tool he had. And that's
in
for his business. Yeah, it was all snowy. He saw the tracks come up. And he made a good point. The fucked up thing is that person must be checking car doors
every single night.
Or every other night.
Yep.
Whenever. Pretty frequently looking for unlocked doors.
You just walk down the street.
When Tanya used to drive her Jeep, mm-hmm. it's a soft top,
yeah.
so people can just cut it open if they feel like it. So you don't
yeah,
ever
you
lock
just,
your doors.
Because
mm-hmm. soft top's like $4,000.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like, okay, just take, and every, you know, every couple weeks, everything would be rearranged mm-hmm. inside, and you just go, eh, whatever.
That's how I found out I had a 6-disc changer. Like, the person must have been, like, I've just bought the car.
Hmm.
So I had nothing like in there.
In your Sequoia?
Yeah, my Sequoia. I just bought it. I had it for a month maybe. Mm. So I didn't, they don't take CDs anymore. Like, or maybe my CD taste is poor.
Well, you didn't know you had the changer, so.
Maybe that's true. Maybe
you didn't have any CDs?
I have one in the deck, and then I came out to my car and there was all the, like, the glove box was open. There's another secret box like over on the left.
Yeah.
There's like this and that. Like everything was open. The seats were all forward.
Right.
All the way forward.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what's this underneath the seat? There's a 6-disc changer under this seat.
Nice.
And then I was like, oh, thanks. And they took nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing like,
to take.
I had
my car stolen once when I was at PSU. I was studying for finals, and I was in grad school,
mm-hmm.
and I'm studying for, like, this fucking massive, horrible test, and I've been there for, like, 24 hours, been studying all night, and I go back in the morning to go get my car to go home to go to sleep for my test the next day, and I go out to the parking garage, and I'm delirious. I'm wandering around looking for my car, and I was like, man, I swore I parked on this level. Walk up a level, walk down, walk up, walk down. And after like 45 minutes of walking around, I concluded someone must have stolen my car. And mm-hmm. it was a shitty Honda Civic.
You Most know, things are so easy to steal.
That's the thing. They're super common. So people steal them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called the police and I was like, yo, non-emergency. Called them and said, hey, I'm pretty sure someone stole my car. And they're like, okay, do you want to give a statement? You know, a cop will come out and find you and you can put
mm-hmm.
down a statement.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dude, honestly, I don't really care. Like, the car wasn't worth a lot of money. I was like, honestly, I just want to go home and go to sleep. Can I do it, like, another day? He goes, yeah, just do it whenever. So I went home, whatever, did the test, and like 2 days later,
they
called him back and said, hey, I'd like to give a statement. And, a cop came out and met me. I asked if I should go to, like, the station.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, someone on duty will just swing by. So mm-hmm. tell us where you are. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So they came by and I talked to the dude and he was really nice. And I didn't think anything was going to come of it. I figured my car was gone.
Mm-hmm.
no big loss. I think I bought it from Pete for like $1,500 or something. I had it for a few years and it had problems, so I wasn't too sad about it. And then they called me like a month later and said, hey, we found your car. Someone had parked it in the West Hills in some kind of fancy neighborhood. And
what's this piece of shit?
Yeah, exactly. No, if they'd parked it in a dumpy neighborhood, no one would ever called me.
Uh-huh.
So the rich people are like, get this shitty car out of here. So they called me and I went out there and there were a bunch of clothes left in it. I guess someone was living in it. And they took all the clothes and they dusted for prints, which was really weird. I was like, I don't really care. I'm just happy to get it back. And they're like, no, let the forensic guy dust. All right, whatever. And they took, you know, the shit out of my console. I had like a flashlight and Leatherman maybe. And then I got my car back. I was super stoked.
A month later and you'd just been...
Yeah, they put
everywhere.
A few miles on it. No, I was borrowing the wife's car and using the Max and shit like that. So, actually, that might have been when I was trying to get a loan to buy a car from Alex. She shut me down.
She said, sorry. You can't take care of the cars you have.
I have a hard time with my life's timeline.
I love that car, Alex said.
No.
I lost my virginity in that car.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know about that. That was they had a kid, I think, at that point. So,
okay.
So the cat was out of the
box. Oh, so it wasn't that long ago?
No, this was before the
Subaru. I don't remember you driving a Honda.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I have a problem with the timeline of my life. When did I, you know, what year was it? When did I start hanging out with you? I don't know. I think
about when Hot and Heavy, when Jamie was pregnant, about, what, 7 years ago?
You think about Hot and Heavy?
No, I mean, when we started hanging out.
Oh. We kind of missed real baby Jackson. Yeah, so I was probably driving it then. Because I was in school 5-6 years ago, 6-7 years ago. I don't fucking know.
We're old, man.
Yeah. I remember where I was, what I was doing when Obama got elected and 9/11, and that's about it for the milestone.
Was it before or after 9/11?
It was after 9/11.
Before or after Obama?
After Obama.
Okay. Second time?
Well,
second time wasn't as important.
No, first time was important. Well, and I got divorced shortly after that, so.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. No, it worked out. I recommend getting divorced. It's a good time.
Especially when you have, like, no kids and no money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the easiest divorce ever.
Divorced.
Well, you got to go get some papers notarized, and it costs you, like, $300 to...
There you go.
...pay the fees. And that's it, man.
Oh, man.
We just both signed it, said, well, fuck you, see you later, bye. And I've never seen her since, so... My brother-in-law, my sister's husband, he had to deal with his ex-wife all the goddamn time because they had two kids, you know? You have to be civil. You have to get along. And if you don't, it's like you're using the kids as pawns and there's all this bullshit back and forth and he's paying child support and she's abusing that and it's a whole fucking mess, man.
That sucks.
Yeah. I'm very happy I didn't have kids with my first wife. Not that... You know, whatever. I'm glad that
there would have been some sexy kids, though, right?
No, I don't think so. I've seen a picture of her kids here and there on Facebook, but
you got the cutest kids, man.
Oh boy, do I!
Owen. So
do you. You got
that
these...
Owen. He's such a cutie.
Well, not so much anymore. He's an asshole. Well,
yeah,
he started,
yeah. We got asshole kids.
Yeah. Well, look at Daniel's got like perfect blonde hair and beautiful blue eyes. He's an angel.
Sweet little angel. I was like, I was like, Daniel, is your hair getting a little, is it turning brown? He's like, I don't know.
No, he's true. You know, a lot of us say we're blonde, quote unquote. Blonde.
I used to be blonde
when I was a kid. Daniel is fucking blonde, man.
He's holding on to it. Jackson, like, started turning brown when he was probably about two.
Yeah. I think we're similar.
Almost white.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's true blue.
Like, blonde. My hair's blonde, right? Dirty blonde.
Yeah, dirty blonde, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Got dirty blonde hair. It's really dirty. It's so dirty, it's brown.
Yep, it's brown. That's pretty common.
That was the thing. It was dirty.
I used to say that
it was
forever.
All blonde, and then yeah. I would say dirty blonde forever, and yeah. then eventually now I'm like,
it's brown.
I have brown hair.
No,
your wife's gonna be listening. You're gonna be listening a couple times.
Yeah. So the wife really got a kick out of it. She's like, "You guys are dorks." I was like, "I know, but it's fun." For. But she really liked it.
You got a sweet wife.
I do. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing that story about her falling.
It actually got referenced on. So we had Easter with my sister.
Oh yeah.
Easter with her sister. Her sister Amanda brought it up. I was like, "That's weird. We never talk about her falling in the well, but."
So what? So
in,
now
within like
you can just repeat the story.
No, okay, I don't. No, we'll she didn't. She didn't tell the whole story. But no, Tanya has many cool things to say. She has cool shit at work that happens all the time. Like a dude just punched another dude on Friday. She fired him today.
A guy
punched another dude.
There's, the HR report with Tanya.
Yeah, totally. She's had crazy shit happen. HR like deals with a bunch of crazy shit. They're firing people for being drunk at work and
oh man,
everyone like
buzz kills.
Marijuana got legal in Oregon.
It's like now we can smoke weed and come to work.
Everyone fucking thinks they can smoke weed and come to work. No, you dumb shit.
I don't think that.
booze is legal. You don't show up to work drunk. They're like, oh, I can be a little stoned at work. No, you fucking can't.
Dude, you've been staring at the wall.
Also, your employer can...
Been feeling the carpet for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. That's and just...
It's like I'm on break.
The
okay, that's
goofy
cool.
shit people think they can get away with at work, and it's like, you're fucking nuts, man. So, Tanya don't caught no fools. She brings a hammer down. So, she should...
Does she do the firing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Steve, you're fucking fired. Get out of here.
And he's like, okay. Can't get mad at me having a woman.
That might be part of it, but she's been in some kind of hairy situations here and there, so she should tell you about them. You'll have her over next week, maybe.
Oh, man. Jackson's been like, I'm sorry to end this, but Jackson's...
No,
been...
I don't need to end it.
Jackson's
I got
been...
many things to say.
Jackson's been... I think it's the whole not like being on vacation and not we're not ending it being on vacation and not
second wind. Not going to school?
Going
no,
to
he's in school.
Not going
today?
To, yeah, he went back to school today.
Yeah.
Jamie is very thankful he went back to school today. And me too, but I was at work, so I was like,
you're like doesn't
good luck
me, I don't care.
But he's not had like the same food schedule. Like he really needs to eat like something like substantial.
Yeah.
Like he can't just eat bread or whatever and mm-hmm. then be good for the next 4 hours.
He needs to have some
protein or
beans and something.
Yeah, beans and rice or whatever.
Right.
And we can tell because he'll be screaming and then he'll eat something and then we're even like, maybe he has like diabetes or something.
Oh,
or like
he gets low blood sugar?
Maybe. I don't know. We're going to.
We have
gonna,
a blood sugar tester.
I don't know how we would poke his finger.
It's really. You barely even feel it. You'd be like, hey, give me your finger and go.
Look out!
No, you can barely feel it. It doesn't hurt. I could just sit there and keep doing it over and over on my finger.
But,
Tanya had to do it when she was pregnant. Yeah. Didn't Jamie?
Gestational diabetes.
Yeah,
Jamie did. I don't think she has any of this stuff left over, though.
Yeah, I do it every once in a while for fun.
Just for funsies.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I have.
Yeah, see if I have diabetes.
Nope,
I'm good.
Phew. Oh, sweet. Hand me the mic and eggs.
Yeah, back to eating candy.
But this morning, he was, like, freaking out. He woke up super early, and, like, Jamie was telling you, came to bed and was like, give me some water. She's like... No, go get your own water. Or drink this water. He's like, that's old water.
Right.
That's
contaminated.
It's bad. It's stale. But I want fresh water. I'm like, okay, go get some. He's like, no. Starts screaming at us.
Yeah.
So then the morning kind of started out like that. And he was screaming. And we're like, dude, we don't want to have his birthdays. And it's going to be in 2 weeks.
Right.
We're like, we don't want to have a whole bunch of kids over here.
Are you doing anything?
We're going to have, I think we're just going to have like some of his friends over and then have the Saturday
What should,
like,
I get
hang
him?
Out? What's up?
What does he want? What should I get him? What should I get Daniel?
I don't know.
Nothing?
Something.
Should I punch him?
You don't have to get him anything.
Well, I know, but we like to get stuff for the kids.
Jackson's super into Pokemon.
Pokemon cards?
Yep.
Or
if you go and buy, like,
a couple booster packs?
Yeah, whatever, two booster packs. Yeah. Okay, you'd cool. be like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever.
Aren't they like a dollar? Can I buy them like?
They're like $3.
Oh, okay, cool. I have some that he bought for.
Look, I got you these.
Yeah. I like giving him like a little chore. Uh-huh. I think that's fun. I don't know. Like, yeah, I lent him that flashlight a while back. I was like, here, you can borrow this. Bring it back. I know it didn't really work out, but I don't know. I feel like a lot of times adults don't ever put any requirements on children. Like, hey, can you do a thing for me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like that's more impactful.
The truth is, when he was picking out your cards, he like picked out. He took like 10 minutes picking out his 20 cards.
Yeah,
and then he was like, "These are fine." And he just like counted out 10. He's like, "There we go.
There we go.
That's for John." Got all the same card.
That's fine. I don't. But it, I don't know. It's a fun little chore for them to do. Because when you're a kid, I don't know if you remember being a kid, you feel really. You can't make any decisions on your own. You don't have any agency. And nobody relies on you for anything. And as an adult, that's a very rewarding thing when people depend on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just thought it'd be cool to do.
Yeah, yeah. That was sweet. Oh. Thinking about Uncle John. Unky John.
Unky John.
Unky John wants some Pokemon cards.
Oh. And I look at them every day.
Oh.
And they're all shitty and I hate them. I don't
give me something above 60 HP.
Yeah,
come on,
I need,
Jackson.
Good attack cards. You son of a bitch. No, I don't know how that game works.
I don't either. We're still like he just likes looking at them and reading them. And but we got him an actual deck. Like we had him. We went to when we were in Hawaii. Like the day before we left, went to Target. He wanted to buy some Pokemon cards, so we go to Target. It's like the only place we checked probably 5 other stores. And then we're like, they got to have them at Target.
Yeah.
So we go there and he picked out a deck because it came with one shiny card that he really liked. Okay.
Yeah, shiny.
So then it comes with all the rules. And now he's had us reading the rules. And it's kind of...
Is it complicated?
It seems complicated, but once you start playing, it's probably not that bad.
You just have to know the different types and fight the water against
like,
the fire and stuff.
But
like
you got
that.
Like power cards that you need a certain number of them, and like there's a discard. I mean, there's like your hand, and then there's like a bonus cards that are over here, and somehow you can pull. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or like.
That's some real old fogey shit. You're like, I don't know how these kids' games work.
Kids' games that I probably should have known. I collected Pokemon when I was probably when I was about 12, 13.
Yeah.
Because they, so 20 years ago.
Sure.
They were kind of big.
No, I remember I was driving a car, so I didn't give a shit about Pokemon. But
I didn't.
I just
nobody knew
it.
How to play.
No.
Nobody knew how to play. It's just a collection.
Yeah.
And
like Pogs? You do Pogs?
Well, I played Pogs.
Hmm.
I played Pogs.
Kids love collecting shit for some reason.
Gotta catch them all, man.
Yeah, that's right. It's a $1 billion industry.
But Jackson, so this morning, he wouldn't eat his breakfast. Jamie makes a smoothie for him that has all like spinach and like it tastes good and like has like some protein powder and some other stuff.
Sure.
So we can get him loaded up with some good stuff to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
But he did end up, and I had to go to work early, so he did end up drinking a smoothie. And like today, like, it was a really good day. Is what
well,
I heard.
When they're out of routine for so long, too, that really fucks them up. And we're really bad about that as parents, and me as a personal human, I'm bad at routine. Routine bores me. I don't like it as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for me to be like, okay, every night we're going to brush our teeth. Every day we're going to walk to the park or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, fuck it. I don't want to do it today. So
I brushed my teeth yesterday.
I brush them yesterday. It's fine. Good. That's good. I don't even take out my contacts every day, and that physically hurts the next day. I mean, it'll hurt like at the end of the day. I'm like, oh, I should take these out. I'm like, ah, I'll do it later.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Big procrastination.
Weekend's coming up.
I don't need to take them out. I'll be fine. I'll just lay in bed. So lazy. Yeah, so Pokemon for Jackson. What is old Danny?
Daniel's having a doggy birthday party this, like just a family.
So like you want my like a stuffed dog or something?
Yeah. Or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get him some
dog.
Get him an actual puppy.
Get him a puppy. Here you go.
Here you go, Daniel. Haha. See ya.
He's invited Kurt. He's one of his Grammy and his grandpa and their dog to come over.
Oh, cool.
Their dog's kind of like pretty wild.
Nice.
Like not really trained, and he jumps all over the place and like runs around and and like jumping on people. He's like, so they never bring him over here because he's kind of a hassle. Mm-hmm. Like we'll be in the backyard and he'll be chasing squirrels and just randomly barking at birds
an asshole,
that fly
though.
By.
Yeah.
He's like, I want Felix to come over too.
Yeah, like no.
Okay, I guess we're having a
my brother who is on sabbatical I was talking about last time. They went
on episode one.
On episode one. Go back and listen.
The Phantom Menace.
It's in the archives. He left for London today with all his kids. And I didn't realize they were doing this. They left their dog with my mom. And she's like, oh, I guess I saw my mom today. June had her checkup.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, mom, if you're bored, come over and watch Owen while I take June to the doctor. And then it's way easier if it's just one kid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was chatting with her a little bit.
Well, Owen's not getting...
No, and I just have to drag him along.
I remember when Daniel would get a checkup, Jackson would be like, it's okay, this is what they do. Like, he'd be the big brother.
Sure,
and
yeah.
Trying, like, I'm not getting the shot today. Oh, it'll be fine. Like, usually they freak out.
No, and Owen's just, like, bored because mm-hmm. it is boring. Mm-hmm. And you end up waiting for, like, 20 minutes for the doctor to come in. You're in this little dumb room, and he wants to, like, play in the sink and rip the paper on the mm-hmm. table and fuck around. It's just hard to handle him. And then especially when the doctor comes in and gives June a shot.
Mm-hmm.
He's flipping out because she's screaming, and it's just, you know, it's better.
Mm-hmm.
So,
your mom came over to bring the dog?
No, no. But she was chatting with me, and mm-hmm. was like, oh, yeah, now I have a fucking dog. And she hasn't had, I mean, we grew up out in the country, so we had outside animals.
Mm-hmm.
We never had an animal that lived
inside.
Oh,
it's
inside.
An inside dog?
They would come inside, and we'd pet them and feed them and hang out, and then, you know, back outside dog, and they lived outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super easy. So we had a bunch of animals, but who cares because they live out.
And then they just disappear one day.
Yeah. And, you know, whatever. That's what happens.
Hawk got them.
Yeah. Big Hawk took our German Shepherd. And so anyway, my brother's like, okay, we're leaving. And it's not really his dog. It's the kid's dog.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Lando.
And, Lando?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's a good dog name. And he's an inside dog. So now my mom has an inside dog.
It's got to be a black dog, right? Lando Calrissian?
Yeah, I guess he's black. I don't
he's got
know.
A sweet Jerry curl.
I don't really know much about this dog. It's like a terrier kind of thing. I don't know. Anyway, so my mom has a dog that she has to like keep inside. He'll run off if he goes outside. And so she has to like take him to a babysitter, a dog sitter kind of thing. I don't know. I thought it was kind of shitty my brother to dump a dog on my mom. I know he can't do anything about it, so it is what
bring
it is.
To...
Well, if you take a dog to Europe, they have to be in quarantine
for
6 weeks or something like that. And he's gone, they're country hopping, so they would never get the dog out of quarantine the whole time. So they
what
can't
if it's
get...
free. What if that was some sort of free like kennel? Like some people pay to have mm-hmm. their dog put in a kennel. I wonder if they charge you for quarantine.
Like, maybe not.
I'm going to Europe for 6 weeks.
I put it in
quarantine.
And
watch out. They'll feed it.
At 5.5 weeks, I got to leave this country. Well, so put
just,
in quarantine in
just
Italy.
Send it back.
Yeah, it could be. But they didn't do that. So my mom's going to take care of a dog now. She was a little worried about it.
But yeah, June had her 9-month checkup. She's actually 10 months, but whatever.
Running behind.
Yeah. And everything's good. She's normal weight, normal height, big head, which is not surprising. Her development's really good. They had some crazy questions about your child's development, which mm-hmm. I thought were really funny.
For a 9-month-old?
Well, no, they just ask you like crazy specific questions. Like, let me look. Does your baby pass a toy back and forth from one hand to the other? You're like, yeah, sure. Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Busy watching TV.
Does your baby poke at or try to get a crumb or Cheerio that is inside a clear bottle?
Yes.
Sure.
Put Cheerios in clear bottles.
And there's like 40 questions like this. And I'm like, I don't know. Normal baby stuff. And then they ask you shit like, how many wet diapers does she have during the day? I was like, I don't know. 10? 5? 20?
What's the right answer?
What's the right answer? How many ounces of milk does she drink? I don't know, dude. I feed her.
Fucking tell like she every, doesn't every, want
every, Yeah, exactly. Every time she fusses, I try to feed her. That's my number one.
You're supposed to be keep track.
Yeah, I don't count that stuff. So I'm like,
you should super specific number.
Yeah.
62.
62 and a half. No, 62. That's crazy amount of. That's way too much.
Is that a lot?
I don't know. That's the thing. Normal baby amount. What's
never
that?
Peace.
But I did talk to the doctor. She's a little
this
bit.
Bulge in her belly.
One of her eyes is a little bit wonky. It's a little. It's very subtle. You can see
you
it.
You have to get that fixed before for Daniel. Like
oh, before I before we make the
might have to
dowry.
Get a couple goats back.
And I was like, I don't know. Like, just in the last few months, I've noticed her eyes a little. It's wandering a little bit, you know? I don't know if you've noticed. It's a little subtle.
I don't look people in the eyes or babies.
You just stand in the corner.
Your
autism's too strong.
I was about 19, and somebody pointed out my dad had a lazy eye. And I looked at my dad, and I was like,
he does?
You do have a lazy eye.
I've met your dad. I didn't know that. Does he still? Does he still have a
yeah,
lazy
he
eye?
Yeah, he does. Every once in a while, one will just, this one will, or whatever will just be off here.
Huh.
And this one's looking.
Huh. Yeah, I never noticed.
Maybe I just didn't look people in the eyes.
Well, yeah, I'm guilty of that. But I mentioned it to the doctor. I was like, yeah, sometimes one of her eyes is a little wonky. Like when she's tired and she looks at you at a weird angle mm-hmm. and you can see it. And she referred us to an ophthalmologist to go check it out just in case.
Because
I guess if one of them is a little lazy and your eyes aren't seeing the same thing, her brain, because her brain's crazy plastic right now. Mm-hmm. It's all kinds of malleable. It'll kind of ignore the wonky eye
mm-hmm.
and it'll cause problems later. It'll just get worse and worse and worse. So
we gotta
make an appointment to go see an eye doctor.
She's fine.
That's my... I was tried, like, I'll just point it out. Maybe the doctor has something to say. I don't think anything's wrong, but...
We tried, like, it's good to smacking check. Her.
No, she might have to wear an eye patch. I mean, smacking doesn't do any work. Do any good. Keep trying. Doesn't do any good. No, yeah, she might wear an eye patch or something like that. I don't know, maybe it's something more serious, but I doubt it. Other than that, she's fit as a fiddle.
Oh, she's a perfectly sweet little 9-month-old.
Yep. 10-month-old.
Well, 10-month-old. She's hitting the 9-month. You didn't even like, she's actually 10 months. Oh, I got concerned.
Actually, because I'm...
Wait a minute.
I'm a pain in the ass
just
kind of person.
This over to the 10-month. Oh, no.
The,
better get that. Okay.
No, but the doctor was asking me kind of some safety stuff. She was like, oh, are there small toys around? I was like, no. She's like, does she sleep in the bed? I was like, no, which is a lie. It's fine. Tanya's not going to roll over on her. It's fine. And yeah, that's a whole nother rant. Mm-hmm. And she asked me if she sits in a rear-facing car seat. I was like, oh, yeah. And she's like, oh, the doctor. Doctor's like, it has to be until she's 2. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. We mm-hmm. didn't with Owen, but whatever. It's like, I'm not going to buy a new car seat. So she's going to sit.
Yeah, until Owen's not in that car seat.
Yeah, exactly. And
she goes, well, you know, the there was a law that changed a few years ago, like 3 or 4 years mm-hmm. ago. It said babies need to be rear-facing until they're two. Used to be until they're one. And because I'm the pain-in-the-ass person I am, I was like, oh, you know, your little handout that you give you, they give you these handouts about what to expect about your child. Actually says in the handout, one, you guys didn't update your handout. She's like, oh, really? Looked at it. I was like, right here. It says you can turn around when they're one. She's like, I'm going to make a note. So hopefully some nurse is getting fired because I pointed out their handouts are outdated.
Sharon, I fucking told you.
God damn it. Change all those handouts.
Get your fucking Sharpie out.
She goes, well, at least you read it. I was like, apparently I'm the only one who read that fucking thing. Because it's the kind of bullshit someone hands you and you go, yeah, yeah.
Throw in the garbage. Okay.
But I'm a pain in the ass like that.
Yeah, I think Jackson and Daniel were both
turned around
like 18 months.
Yeah, dude, I definitely didn't turn on around before a year, but it was probably about.
Is a law
months.
Now?
I don't know if it's a law or I it think might I'd be heard the recommended. About that. I mean,
cop pulls you over. How old is that infant?
Yeah. Two.
Definitely two, sir, officer. I got no reason to lie to you.
Like, he's going to know. That's one of my favorite jokes in that movie, Baby Driver. Have you seen that? Uh-huh. I think we actually saw it
together.
Yeah,
we did.
When the main guy's casing the bank, uh-huh. and he has, like, a 10-year-old kid with him, and the teller's like, oh, is that your boy? He's like, yeah, it is. And he's like, how old is he? He's like, 4. And, you know, if
was
you don't...
on his phone, like,
yeah,
or something?
Exactly, yeah, he's, like, texting or something. If you don't have kids, you don't,
I don't
have
know,
no idea how old kids are. But that's definitely something that changes as you become a parent. You have a good idea of how old kids are, generally.
Like, as Jackson, I remember more as Jackson's growing up, every once in a while they'd be like, how old's your kid? 7 months? And I'd be like, yeah, he is 7 months. He's like, and then the guy'd be like, I knew it.
Yeah.
And the guy that 7 month look. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, there's always like a grandma or grandpa who's like dialed into kids' ages. And they're like,
I could tell. I was a 9.5 month old.
I had a woman who was like, she was a grandma age. She goes, how old's Owen? And I was like, oh, he's 6 months. She goes, oh, was he a preemie? Like, she could tell because he was young.
Because
Owen was premature. She's like, oh, my
God. Their age dar was off a little bit. And they're like, I was going to say like 3 months.
But they're like, yeah, I know. I can tell. I was like, oh, whoa, holy shit. Good job, old lady.
I'm magic.
Could be. So...
All right, man. Let's call it.
All right.
I'll have you say goodbye this first time.
Goodbye, listeners.
Try that again.
Oh, cut me off. You son of a bitch. All right, man.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Tanya.